Well, last time we looked at John's purpose in writing. And our goal, Dave, is to look at Peter in the 21st chapter. But before we get there, we want to look a little bit at these signs that John speaks about in the 20th chapter in verse 30. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. And we see a sign in chapter 21, or at least what appears to be a sign, as Jesus speaks to the disciples after having a very frustrating night at fishing. But before we get to that, let's look at a couple other signs in John's Gospel. And I want to draw our attention, invite our audience to look at John chapter 2, a very important sign that occurs. It's the first sign John records for us. It's the sign in the at the wedding of Cana in Galilee. And in verse 11, we read this. This is the first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
John's careful to direct our attention not to the sign, but to what it says about Christ.
That's right. This must have been an amazing thing for the people who were attending that wedding, because they were very used to having the very best of wine served first. And when that had run out, they would have the wine of less quality. But what we find here is that when the wine had run out, Jesus took the water, he turned it into wine, and it was a wine whose quality far exceeded the initial wine. And so people were quite amazed at the wine. But John gives us that sort of purpose statement so that we see that it wasn't the sign that was what was important. It was what the sign pointed to. And that's what a sign does. It points us to something else, doesn't it?
That's right. And Christ, we've learned from chapter 20, it's that Christ, that we see Christ as the Son of God. That's John's driving motive in writing this book and line-iteming these signs and miracles that Christ did.
I think it's great there in verse 11. It says, and he manifested his glory. The same word as we see in chapter 21, as he revealed himself to his disciples, and then they believed in him.
What's the next one we want to look at?
Well, we're going to look at the one in John chapter 6. I want to draw our attention to verse 14. This is also a very well-known sign, Jesus feeding the 5,000. And back in verse 11, it says, he took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And then verse 12, when they'd eaten their fill, he told the disciples to gather up the leftover fragments that nothing may be lost. And they gathered 12 baskets there. But verse 14 is what I want us to look at. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, this is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. I find it amazing again here that what we see the attention drawn to is not simply the sign, but it's what the sign was intended to point to, and that's to Christ.
What tends to happen in our society and in our thoughts about signs?
Well, I think, especially in our day, I think it's not just unique to our day, actually. I think during Christ's time here on earth, many were drawn to the power of the sign. Many were drawn to the extravagance of the sign. Many wanted to see great signs. They, I think, perhaps just wanted to put off their unbelief, but they wanted to see these wonderful signs. And I think that what happens is that when we begin to see signs, we're drawn to the sign itself. And Jesus' point in the Gospels was that these signs pointed to him, and he had come to reveal the Father. So we see that throughout John's Gospel, that the signs were intended for a purpose. Now that Christ is here, we don't have need for such signs. We have Christ. But as Christ was among them ministering to them, the signs were to point to him.
Just like the star that came, the wise men followed, the star wasn't the end of their search. It was the Savior.
That's right. And so now, you know, I think Jesus was telling those Jewish people as well who were looking for signs that they weren't going to get one. And the reason they weren't going to get one is because they were simply wanting to see a sign and another sign and another sign and another sign, sort of putting off their faith, their belief in him.
Isn't it interesting that one of the other teachings in the New Testament, and perhaps John touches on it as well, is that when we just seek after the signs, we're not satisfied. We have to have more and more. But when we come to the realization that Christ is the purpose for all of history and all of these things in the Bible, all the things that happened, that's where we come and are satisfied.
That's right.